Thanks for watching the kids for me. I haven't had a night out in ages. I'm sure the girls will get a kick out of seeing me come driving up in my daddy's truck, just like old times. You're the best, Dad, just like always. I'll be back tonight. Love y'all. Shit, shit, shit! Oh, damn! Are you okay? Whew. Oh, I just knew I'd hurt you, or worse. Wait a second. David? From high school? Hang on. Time for that in a sec. Are you sure you're okay? That was a pretty hard hit. I'm afraid your little Maximus totaled. No, I'm good. It looks like driving Daddy's big old truck was a good idea. Barely even scratched the bumper. Your car, on the other hand, I don't think it's going anywhere. You've lived in this same little town your entire life and forgot that stop sign was there. Fair enough. So I was heading on into town. Is there somewhere I can drop you off? No, I don't mind at all. I was just heading down to the Rusty Nut to catch up with my old friends while I'm in town. But they can wait. Knowing them, they'll just start without me. If you don't need to wait on the tow truck, we can go ahead and get going. All right, Mr. Quarterback. Where to? You got it. But no backseat driving. I don't trust your skills in a vehicle after that. Hey, I remember this place. We all used to come out here after the football games and hang out. God, I haven't thought about this place in years. Were you supposed to be meeting someone, or... Ah, so pulling out in front of me and having your car destroyed was a sign that you should take a walk down memory lane. Makes perfect sense. It's okay, really. Doesn't hurt a thing, and like I said before, the girls will no doubt start without me. We've got time. Let's see. You know I left for college. I got my degree. Found a job in the big city. I married the guy I dated in college. Looking back, not my best decision. What about you? I always figured you would play ball somewhere and end up making a career out of it, or at least, you know, finding something to get you out of here. I get it. Things and people change. Doesn't seem like much of that has gone on around here, though. Still just a sleepy little town. Me? No, with the kids and work, dating hasn't really been on my radar since the divorce. Whoa, that came out of nowhere. What, I mean, why would I have wondered about us? How did you know? I mean, who said that I had a crush on you? That's not funny. You're making fun of me. Wait, so you really had a crush on me? You couldn't. You were the king of the school. All-star quarterback. Everyone loved you. I was just another band geek hanging out and not getting noticed. That was... I'm not sure what to say. It's getting dark. That's one thing I do miss about living here. The stars are so beautiful. At this point, I'm not worried about them. I'm not really feeling getting loud and rowdy and closing the bar down tonight. But I tell you what I could go for. Ha! I knew there was one in here. What do you say we spread this blanket out in the truck bed and do a little stargazing? Well, come on. Much better. Lying here, looking up at the stars, I never stop and look at anymore. Life gets so busy, sometimes you forget to notice what's going on around you. So, seriously, what you said a little bit ago, about having a crush on me, was that real? Sure, I would have been crazy not to say yes to going out with you. Well, yeah, since you brought it up, there are a few things I wonder what if about now. Like how it would have felt to be in your arms. You trailing kisses down my neck. Feeling your hands running over my body. No. Don't stop. We're exploring what ifs, and I have more questions. Yes, let me just get this bra clasp. Oh, damn. Your lips on my collarbone. Hard to make my fingers work. I don't think the night air has gotten my nipples so hard. That's from your touch. God, yes. Oh, gently. Your tongue and fingers. You've got them so sensitive. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Panties, too. I need this. Need to know. Oh, those lips on my belly, it's like fire. Oh. You don't have to. Oh, your tongue feels amazing on my clit. Yeah, just lightly. Oh, that's not fair. Sliding your fingers in. Like, fuck. Oh, let me put my hands in your hair. Please don't stop. Oh, that's it. Oh, mark my thigh. Leave imprints with those teeth. Yes, please. Oh, faster. God, it won't take. Oh, Jesus. That's it. Oh, yes, use two fingers. Oh, sucking. Oh, on my clit. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, get up here, please. Fuck me now. God, I need you inside me now. You're gonna make me. Oh, yes. Oh, please. Oh, Oh, get up here and kiss me. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm so sensitive. Oh. Your cock feels amazing. Oh. Oh. Yes. Kiss me again, please. Oh, I want to taste myself on your lips again. Oh. Those strong hands on my hips. Oh, holding me steady. Oh, I'll wrap my legs around you. Oh, that's it. Oh, you can go hard, baby. Oh, yes, God, yes. Just like that. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I feel you getting close. It's okay. Oh. No. Shh. I'm not letting go. Look in my eyes. Look. I want this. Oh, come for me. Yeah. Oh, come in me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, well, I think we've answered a few of those what ifs. Oh, I wonder what if. No, I was going to say, what if we just stayed here like this all? Fuck. Get up. Get up. Come on. Get up. We gotta go. This does feel like high school now. I gotta get home and sneak in. I stayed out way late. On the bright side, at this age, they can't ground me.